You know, when you begin to go beyond the false reality that you and I have been brought up in, and begin to search what the truth is, and begin to find out all the influence of the demonic realm of everywhere, it begins to blow you away. And things are tremendously happening. Remember, there's something that was brought forth, and I will repeat it again, that one of the things the Lord said that 2020 would reveal the word evil. It will become a reality to many people. Because evil is going to be exposed tremendously. There are people that are now coming out of Hollywood. They need to call it Hollywood one day once we get all of rid of the demonic arena. Because when you think about Hollywood's impression, you know, and my wife and I were watching this, these two stunt guys, famous stunt guys, came out of it. And I'm just going to share something briefly. They began to expose things. They just put together something. It took them about 8 or 9 months or whatever, a video. It's a documentary. And they gotten saved in the last year. And they've been in Hollywood for 30 years as stunt people. And they put together, they began to find out all of the things that they've been hearing about but never seeing, and began to investigate more and more of the stuff of what's going on, like eating babies, drinking their blood, sacrifices, all of these things. And they began to search it out, and they were blown away of how true it is. And how many people have been murdered and killed because they tried to expose them. So they put up this documentary, and they were expecting maybe 1,000 hits on it. They got 1,100,000 hits on it in 24 hours. 1 million in the first 24 hours and another 100,000. It just went out yesterday. So they've gotten a million one, you know what I'm saying, in 24 hours. Why? Because, and many people who saw it from Hollywood got saved. They're coming to the Lord. Because this is a great exposure. Remember, we are in the second whirlwind. The second whirlwind is the release of provision. Strategy. The first whirlwind is still going, exposing, and tearing back, because we're entering another age. It's an age of righteousness and justice. How long it will last, we don't know. It's called out of shadows, if you want to look it up at some time. But it's pretty amazing. And everything, you know, that song that we sing, this is it. This is what we've been waiting for. We've been waiting for all of these things for so many years. Prophetically released, we've been waiting for this transition. And so many people are going to miss it. Why? Because they're still living for themselves. They haven't turned their life over. They think being good is going to make it home. Sorry. Only righteousness makes it home. And Isaiah 53, would you go there with me? Oh, hallelujah. You know, people don't realize that you and I have been brought up and trained. We've been programmed. Think about what the word television, what does it mean? Tell-a-vision. Amen? It means tell-a-vision. And what do? They program. Boom. And they channel. Think about this. Why? Because they're actually channeling spirits into people and programming them through tell-a-vision. So that they dumb them down so that this is okay. This is okay. Fornication is okay. Lying's okay. This is okay. Why? Well, we watch it on TV. Tell a vision, it's deception. In fact, Hollywood is nothing but a witch's stick. That's what it means. So we see great deception. We've been brought up in it. What way to control the world except for through Hollywood and communication and technology? Now you got cell phones and everything else. But God is infiltrating. the world has been taken captive for so long. Bloodshed, evil, diseases. All of these people blame God, and it ain't God. It's the enemy we're fighting. We're fighting an unseen war that's been going on since you and I were born into this war. Every day are battles. And if you're not a part of the battle, you'll become a casualty. You won't even be, no, you're being used by the devil. You won't even know it. And he's not somebody who just hangs out on your shoulder. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. The time and day that we're in, to be alive right now, to see this happening, is phenomenal to me. We are the generation of the return of the Lord. And everybody's got to get their house in order, because you don't want to miss the bus out of here. Amen? Isaiah 53. Glory. And verse 1. Let's speak it together, okay? Is everybody there? Who will believe our report? Who's going to believe our report of the truth? Who's going to believe it? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form of comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Why? After his beatings, do you think anybody's going to desire him? He is despised and rejected by man, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. So God, the Father, sent himself as a son, so that he can manifest and make a body out of his word, so that there be something to sacrifice, so that mankind can have a relationship back with him. He was bruised. His own father allowed the torture to his own son. And all the stripes that were whipped in his back were all stripes of healing. In verse 5, it says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. Those were acts of and associations of darkness and sin. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. Those are the stripes on his back. And we all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers of silence, he opened not his mouth. He was stricken from prison. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who will declare his generation? He was cut off from the land of the living for the transgression of many people. He was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence. Nor was any deceit in his mouth, yet it pleased the Lord to what? Bruise him. For who? Me and you. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied, and by his knowledge my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their what? Iniquities. Therefore I'll divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with strong, because he poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Who's going to believe this report? This is what the enemy doesn't want people to know. The great price he paid. Tremendous. God formed his own body, created his own blood of purity, so that it could be shed, so you and I could have access through the blood, which cleanses. Amen? Who will believe the report from heaven? This is a report from heaven, amen, confirmed on earth by many witnesses who were there. Acts chapter 1. In verse 1. Now Luke wrote a book called the Book of Acts, and it's the Acts of the disciples in relationship with the Holy Spirit. And he was writing to a friend of his. Luke was a physician. And he was writing to a friend of his who was an attorney, wanted to explain everything, what was going on. And that's where the book of Acts comes from. And it says, the former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen. So Jesus rose from the dead and hung out 40 days. To whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering, his crucifixion, by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with him, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Grab hold of something here. One of the, you know, Jesus came not only to be the sacrifice and offering, but to leave his presence, his spirit, so that all mankind willing to accept him, receive him, and follow him, be baptized in the Holy Spirit, not in water, okay, in the Holy Spirit, which must be a desire. That's where you seek. And be empowered to get another language to speak to your Father and to overcome all wickedness. We needed resurrection power. He came to bring me and you resurrection power. That same power that rose him from the dead abides in me and you. Is everybody okay? Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? Well, he wasn't talking about the kingdom of Israel. He was talking about the kingdom of God coming on earth as in heaven. And he said to him, it's not for you to know those times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power, everyone say power, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be what? Witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. This is not stopped. This is not stopped. See, the enemy will do anything to prevent you from being empowered. Why? Because then he fears you. But other than that, people not empowered fear him. Fear death and walk in fear. It's amazing to me how many believers are afraid of this plague. Where the word says, no pestilence shall come near our dwelling place. The word says that he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. The word says we're protected by the blood of the Lamb. We live in the secret place. The anointing breaks everything. It's amazing to me and how many cowards there are. If you get sick, stay home. Most of it is not even this plague. It's probably a stinking cold, just exaggerated. But it's amazing to me how much fear has gripped so many people. It's amazing. And it's not of God. God's not giving you a spirit of fear, but power. Think of that. Power, love, and a sound mind. He's giving you power. In other words, that's resurrection power. Love and a sound mind, not fear, not cowardice, not hide. Amen? And we are in a time and season right now. It's phenomenal. Glory. It says here in verse 9. Now when he had spoken these things while they watched, he was taken up. And a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, As he went up, behold, two men stood by them in apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in a like manner as you saw him go into heaven. In other words, he's going to come also that way. So he was telling them, look it, man. Go get baptized in the Holy Spirit. Wait for the infilling. Wait for resurrection power so you can overcome. Jesus came to empower those willing to follow him. Amen? Now, the word believe means to follow. You can't say, I believe and not follow. That's not, in his eyes, he says you're a liar. Amen? So resurrection power, receiving the resurrection power, the same power is called the anointing. Everyone say the anointing. It is the anointing of Christ. It's power to overcome every demonic influence that walks, that attacks, and prevents an individual from being born again. Does everybody understand? These powers of darkness are holding people, blinding them. The word says that the ruler of this earth is Satan, and he blinds the people from the truth. Hollywood is a part of Satan's kingdom until it's turned over. And I believe many things are being turned over right now. All these websites and everything else. It's amazing. They showed a website and where you can actually order on... No, you can't order online. You can reserve a place or order, but you must live in this area. It's an elite place in Hollywood. And what it is, they sell human flesh. And that's what they eat. You can buy it by the pound. And they harvest their own human. I don't know how they get it. I don't know if they clone it. Or if they buy dead bodies. I don't know. Or they produce their own bodies. I don't know. And they have pictures of humans hanging upside down. Like from hooks. They got them on rotisseries. Like they're grilling them. Or, you know, rotisserie, whatever, barbecuing them. And you can order it. Did you call? Who called? Somebody called. And they emailed back, they text back the person that called. And they said, we can't serve you, don't live in this area. It's like, what? We can't serve you, don't live in the area. Why? Because it's for the elite, wealthy in Hollywood. Now, these are things that are going to be exposed. Now, this was released by Q so that people would know. Is everybody okay? John. Gospel of John. No, let me see. 1 John, I'm sorry. 1 John chapter 1. These people are sick. But they're demonized. Oh, happy days. Aren't you glad you know the truth? Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. 1 John chapter 1. Oh, it's John, the Gospel of John. Sorry. My pen hit a mark on it. When I can. Oh, happy days. Glory. John, the Gospel of John, hallelujah, chapter 1, verse 1. Glory. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. Can you imagine God, the Creator, going to his own people, and they didn't receive him? But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, and to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, not of the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God, which means born of the Spirit. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So, born of the Spirit, by the price of the Word of flesh. God put on flesh, created his own body, created his own blood, was the ultimate sacrifice. Amen. For all mankind, shedding his blood to remove man's evil ways of sin. The blood is the only thing that cleanses. Amen. The blood removes sin, transgressions, and iniquities. Why? Because it's with sin that separates the relationship with God. And in this we see that even God's own creation rejected him. Now, the price that Jesus paid was not only the area of his blood, but again, to empower his people. He opened a way for all men to have access and fellowship with him. Anyone willing to repent. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for everything I've done. Forgive me for all the things I've displeased you. Now I'm going to turn things around and get it right. Why? Because you want a relationship with the one that created you. Amen? So in this, and what he brought with him, not only was the truth, and grace is the way of escape, his plan, but the power of the anointing, resurrection power, so that you not only would have the power to overcome, but the power to obey, so you can do the plan. Amen? Oh, praise God. John 14. John 14, verse 6. Resurrection power. And Jesus said to him, what did they say? I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way is the cross through the shed blood. The truth, well, the truth is associated with there's a devil. There's powers of darkness. This is the truth. And there is a hell. So Jesus paid the price. He descended into hell, and then he rose and gave life. So he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except for through me, he said. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on you know him, and you have seen him. And Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I not been with you so long, yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will send you what? Another helper. That is the Holy Spirit, the comforter, the anointing, the resurrection power. That he may abide in you forever. He is called the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because they neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave your orphans. I will come to you. This is pretty amazing. The world does not know about the Holy Spirit. The world doesn't know about resurrection power. Oh, some places go, oh, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but they don't know resurrection power. They may use a name, but it has no power. None. Why? The way is the cross. The truth is that he descended into hell. And the life is that he ascended and sent the anointing. You know, in the seven feasts of the Lord, you have the Passover. Amen. You have unleavened, the feast of unleavened, and then you have the feast of first fruits. So the Passover is where, if you remember with the old Moses flicks, or even the new one, they put the blood on the lintels of the door, and the Lord sent the angel of death, and the Father acknowledges the blood. So it's important that you apply the blood on you, your car, your home. There's many testimonies of hurricanes and stuff going through places and everything else is destroyed, but everybody applied the blood. My wife and I have a powerful testimony at a red light, or there was no light. We were at a stop sign in a country. We were coming on our way home from a friend's house. And I was praying, applying the blood. And for some reason, I was led to pray extra. I don't know if I was putting two or three coats of blood on, you know. Anyways, I wasn't taking any chances because there was something in my spirit that was like, be protective. So we were driving home. We came to a four-way stop. There was no lights there. It was all country. And I began to take my foot off the clutch and I couldn't move. It was like somebody held me. And then I wanted to say, I can't move. I couldn't say it though. I couldn't say anything. And my wife said, why aren't you moving? And I was like, the next thing I know, phew. A car ran the stop sign about 50 miles an hour. And then once he went through the stop sign, lifted from me. Man, we were just praising God. Why? The power of the blood. The power. But the power of the blood is not activated without relationship. See, people are trying to activate things without a relationship. It doesn't work. It won't work. Oh, hallelujah. Is everybody okay? 1 John chapter 3. First John chapter 3. Now I want to explain something real quick. Allow you to see something and to visualize something. The Father who oversees all, Him, the Word, and the Spirit are one. They're all one. So as the Father begins to think of purpose, agenda, whatever, the Word is released. But what carries the Word is the Spirit. Even when you speak yourself, the words that you speak are carried by your breath. When you are baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, the words of God are carried by the breath of God, and they become the sword of the Spirit. There's a difference. So everything is held. The universe and everything is still held by the movement of the Spirit of God, still holding up His Word. Does everybody get this? Everything is held by the Spirit of God, by what God created with His thought, which was released from His thought into a Word, which became tangible, which everything you see here is made of Word. Everything tangible in this realm is made of God's Word. So Jesus' body was the Word created. It wasn't created by a man. It was the Word that came. So you and I are born in the flesh. He was born of the Word. That's why the devil had nothing on him. That's why he said, man's got nothing on me. But unfortunately, you and I were born in a curse. We're born as offsprings of darkness. We had to be born again to make it home. or you'll stay. And where you'll end up ain't up home. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Everybody okay? Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called what? Children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Therefore, now we are, beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be what? Like him. For we shall see him as he is. Do you understand that you and I were created, born again? Again, we weren't created in his image and likeness. We were born again in his image and likeness. Amen? So in this, he was wanting his family to carry on. He's raising up a gazillion children of families. That's how, that, well, through love. It's his love that he does this. You know, yesterday I went out to sweep the pool. And it's amazing how God speaks you in certain places, you know. Next thing, I heard the voice of the Lord, and he says to me, and he asked me a question. Of course, my first thought was, where you been? You know. And one of the things that he was expressing in such a beautiful, loving way. And he said to me, I don't want to be separated from anyone. He said, I don't command people to come and worship me. I don't command them to do anything. I require it, not because of me. I don't need anything, he said. I don't require any. The only thing I'm requiring is because I don't want anything to get between them and me. It's called an idol. And he was explaining a little bit more, and I was thinking, and he said to me, the reason for that is because I can't protect them. I can't protect them. He said, anything that's between them and me causes a separation. Anything that's unclean that they're living involved in causes separation. I can't protect them. In other words, the prayers of the saints can help, but there's a full protection. It's only from God. No matter what you're going through, it's always going to turn to the good if you're connected in that relationship with him. But if you're disconnected, it's not going to turn to the good. The prayers of the saints can only last so long. So your enemy's going to take you out. Amen? But if you move all the idols and everything that's displeasing to God, and you're connected, then you're in full protection. Amen? Is everybody okay? Man, it kind of like blew me. But he's telling me this. He said, because I love them. I want to protect them because I love them. Not for punishment, not for anything. God's not punishing anyone. He's trying to cause us to do things so he can protect us because he loves us. That's why. And there was a few other things we discussed, but I'm not going to discuss those here today. Verse 3. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, and he is righteous. Who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest. He put on flesh and came into this world, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Again, the word might means that you're to carry on what he started. Whoever has been born of God does not sin. If you've been born of the Spirit and you're connected, sin doesn't reign in you. It doesn't make you holier than thou. It doesn't make you better than anyone. Amen? But it sure makes you smarter than everyone. because you have a relationship. You know what the end result is. It's called consequences. Everybody know what consequences are, right? You can't avoid consequences. What you sow is what you reap. That's it. It's a law God created. I don't care if you're righteous, unrighteous, whoever you are, what you sow is what you reap. What kind of life you live is going, you're going to reap that kind of life. He who sows to the spirit reaps life. He who sows to your flesh reaps corruption. That means no protection. Amen. Does everybody get that? Oh, hallelujah. Little children, don't let anybody deceive you. Verse 9. He who has been born of God does not sin. He doesn't associate with sin. He may make a mistake, but he quickly says, sorry, repents, turns away from it. I ain't doing that stupid thing again. Amen? For his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. That means born of the Spirit. Remember, you and I came into this world born of the flesh. We are not born of the Spirit. We were little heathens. Amen? That's why we were called little devil, you little devil when you were a kid. You little devil. I mean, I was called that, so anyway. Then I became a big devil. Then I got born again. Praise God. And devil went to hell. Oh, glory. Verse 10. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are what? Manifested. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God. It doesn't say whoever practice is good is of God, does it? That's the difference. Why? Because the tree of good and evil is still there. People still eating from it. Oh, I'm good. You may have a form of good, but you're still evil. Until you begin to eat of the tree of life and you produce fruits of righteousness. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. Hello, for this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. Who's the wicked one? The serpent. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. Praise God. And Luke chapter 20. Luke chapter 20. Resurrection power. Again, without the resurrection power we call the anointing, you can't discern. It's difficult. The word tells us that the Spirit of truth leads us to all truth. Verse 20, 27, I guess. Yeah. Luke 20, 27. Is everybody okay? Everybody there? Let's speak it. Then some of the Sadducees, who denied that there is a resurrection, came to Jesus and asked him, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote to us that if a man's brother dies, having a wife, and he dies without children, his brother should take his wife and raise up offspring for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died without children. The second took her as a wife, and she died, and he died childless. Then the third took her, and in like manner the seven also, and they left no children, and died. Last, all the women died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife does she become? For all seven have had her as a wife. And Jesus answered and said to them, The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are counted worthy to attain that age and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, nor can they die anymore, for they are equal to the angels and are sons and daughters of God, being sons and daughters of the resurrection. Wow. But even Moses showed in the burning bush passage that the dead are raised when he called the Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For he is not the God of the dead, but he is the God of the living. Does everybody see that? In the resurrection, this is now in this resurrection, that's when the dead will come out, but that's called rapture. Those who are alive will be taken up. That's the next event that's going to be fulfilled, the Feast of Trumpets. We are waiting for the fulfillment of resurrection. Amen. But right now we walk in resurrection power to overcome, to make it to the fulfillment of being raptured and taken home. Now I want you to know that only the bride will be taken home, not the body. Only the bride. Because there's many in the body, but they're not all blemish free. They're all walking right with God. Amen. 1 John chapter 2. First John chapter 2. Verse 15. Hallelujah. What's everybody there? 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. He who does the will of God abides forever. He who does the will of God abides forever. So those that are not doing the will of God will not abide forever. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. It says, they went out from us, but they were not of us, for if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us. But you have a what? An anointing, which is called what? Resurrection power. It's the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Why? Because he's the Spirit of truth. You know all things. All things that pertain to overcoming. All things that pertain to life here. Without this resurrection power that Jesus paid the price and made the exchange, we'd be lost. Totally lost. Amen? We would take hold every temptation. We would try to do in our own strength, but then it would take us out. Because the enemy pounds until he gets. And it's time that you pound until you get him out. See, without the power of the anointing of Christ Jesus, you can't pound. You scream. Oh, God! Instead of taking authority, pulling out the Holy Ghost bazooka, and speaking the word, anointed by the word, with the sword, and removing the powers of darkness yourself. Amen? You know, there was one other thing that the Lord had mentioned to me. And don't take this wrong. Because there's a time when we need additional prayer from people. Amen? But the process of maturing is when you're not relying on others' prayers, but your own. That's maturing. That's maturity. But it doesn't mean you can't call for, hey, look, man, I need some additional prayer. Why? Because the battle's strong. But if you're not a person that prays, there is no connection. Why? Because prayer is a part of connecting. And it's not, oh, Lord, I need a Mercedes today, you know. It's an area of honor, reverence. He already knows what you need before you ask. In fact, one of the things he loves to do is bring your needs without you asking. As you're helping and interceding for other people, he's filling your burns. He's taking care of you. Amen? He's making a way where there seems to be no way. Because he's a father that loves. He's a father that what? Loves. Revelation 12. Hallelujah. Oh, snap. Praise God. You guys don't mind staying a couple more hours, do you? Okay. Okay, we only got 40 scriptures left. No. It's a good day to die. Revelation 12. We're almost done. You can go home and have your turkey, chicken, or whatever. But don't chase the rabbit. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 12. Is everybody there? Verse 7. And it says, and what? War broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old called the devil Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So where is he? He's here. He rules this earth. And his throne is not, look at so many people think his throne is in hell, but his throne really isn't in hell. His throne is in the second heaven. Verse 10. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, called the anointing, has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame the powers of darkness, the devil, and temptations by the blood of the Lamb. How does it overcome by the blood of the Lamb? Because when you're connected, the blood is a weapon. His name is a weapon, his blood is a weapon, and his word is a weapon. Those are the three major weapons that you use. And when you speak them, they are activated as long as you're connected. Amen? Hallelujah. So in this, he said that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a what? A short time. Wow. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. It's a good to hear everybody turning their pages today. You turn them fast enough, you can fan the person next to you, right? Verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his what? Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except for the what? Spirit of God. That's why the world doesn't know you. They don't understand you. They don't understand your language. They don't understand your purpose. They don't understand. Because they're not born of the world. They're still born of the world. They're not born of the Spirit yet. Until they are cut loose from the world, and then the Spirit comes in and gives them eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to follow. Then they understand. Believe me, when I got awakened, it was amazing to me. The world was totally different. I realized I no longer belonged here. In fact, I didn't even like it here. And I still don't like it here. But we have a job to do. Amen? Hallelujah. In verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, because we're born again. That we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but what? But which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual, because the wisdom of man is foolishness to God. But there's a lot of wise individuals. Man, they got think tanks that ain't worth a poop. They need to get on their knees and pray and get wisdom from above. It says, verse 14, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. The natural man does not receive things. In other words, God is not releasing these things to people that are not born again. Or a person that is backslidden, that's been disconnected. He waits. He waits for them to turn and come back home. He doesn't chase them. He waits. The prayers of the saints will protect him so long, but then there won't be a full protection. Amen. Again, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because he cannot spiritually discern it. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ because we are born of the Spirit and anointed by the resurrection power. We know the truth. And we have the power to overcome all things. Proverbs 21. So we need wisdom and understanding, don't we? Proverbs 21. Hallelujah. And verse 16. Proverbs 21, verse 16. Everybody there? What's it say? A man who wanders from the way of understanding. Understanding what? The truth. Where will he end up? Will rest in the assembly of the dead. Wow. Nobody wants to wake up there. Amen. 1 John chapter 5. And then we'll do one more scripture. 1 John chapter 5. Verse 18. What a price he paid that we could overcome. You know, we call this resurrection power, but actually, it was a day of exchange, man. The day Jesus rose from the dead was a day of exchange. Everything, the earth changed, as the earth is changing right now again. As he's sweeping through all areas, invading all places, raising up an alliance military called by his name globally. I mean, it's just overwhelming. In verse 18, let's speak it. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. We know that the Son of God has come and given us a what? Understanding, that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Why? An idol is anything between you and God. And then he can't protect you. We're going to close at Hosea 6. Hosea chapter 6. Resurrection power, the anointing. Everybody there? Praise God. In verse 1, Hosea chapter 6, verse 1, come, let us return to the Lord. How do you return to the Lord? You repent. For he is torn, but he will heal us. He is stricken, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. And on the third day, he will raise us up. How many days was he gone? Three. How many chambers in the tabernacle? Three. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up that we may live in his sight. Let us not know. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and the former rain to the earth. That's the anointing. We are entering a time when there's going to be double portions. There's going to be things that are going to be manifesting, you know, where you may think something and all of a sudden it manifests. This is not witchcraft or anything today. We're not going around doing it on purpose. There was a thought that comes to you and all of a sudden, boom, it's manifested. After my visitation from the Lord, for about 2 months, that's what was happening to me. I would think something, and within a, whatever, it would come to pass. I'm thinking, wow, I thought that. But I didn't say it, I thought it. And then this, and then so many things. And again, that is the area of the anointing of Christ. The power of God, who's releasing your thoughts. It's his thoughts now, not yours. So as you think, so you are. Amen? As you think is what you become. What you speak is what you eat. What you eat is what you become. So in this, as you begin to feed on the word more, you become more. You're eating light. You see more. See, but the enemy doesn't want that to happen. He wants people to just become religious, say, I'm good. I'm all right. I just need a bigger paycheck. And everything's going to be fine. You can't buy your way into heaven, and you can't buy your way out of hell. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that the seed that's been imparted in here will touch every heart, mind, and will. And everything would be turned back to you. For time is short, and revival's about to bust out. And we want to be prepared and positioned and ready for whatever you have us to do. For your glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name.